Today's daf is Bava Basra, daf Kuf Ayin Vav, the very last daf of Maseches Bava Basra, and we are 11 lines from the bottom of daf Kuf Ayin Hei Omid Beis, Rav Ushmuel da Amri Travai. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu B'nei Yisrael, Hanasuna Matzor Vashivya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schos Refuah Shalema for Ruchama Rivka Bas Rachel. So, the last Mishnah of Maseches Bava Basra, the last Mishnah of the Bavas, discusses the chilek between a milva bishtar and a milva alpeh. Specifically, hamalves chaveri bishtar goiva minachasim mishuabadim. If somebody lends money al yedei edim, but it's not documented in a shtar, so then the halacha is goiva minachasim. The Gemara brought Machloikis, Ula, and Rabba as it relates to what the halacha is midday rice. Meaning, midday rabbanon, the way the halacha presents itself, lamaisa, is milva b'shtar, you can be goyver from nechasa mishubadim, milva alpeh, you can't be goyver from nechasa mishubadim. Stating that, the Amiram debated, how was it that the rabbis arrived at that maskana? Meaning, is that the way it is midday raisa? Is this a chiddish, the rabbanon? And they argued, minakotza el akotza. Ula said, var teure midday raisa, echad milva b'shtar, ve echad milva alpeh, goyver min nechasa mishubadim. On a day raisa level, anytime somebody lends somebody money, it doesn't matter if there is a shtar, there's not a shtar, he has the right to be goyver even from the nechasa mishubadim. My time, what's the reason? Shibuda day raisa. This that a milva alpeh, you could only be goyva from the nechasa b'nei chayrim is midrabanon, that's mishum pseida de lakuchas. Rabba said just the opposite. Rabba said, dvar teure midday raisa, echon milva b'shtar ve'echon milva alpeh, eino goyva elam nechasa b'nei chayrim. On a day raisa level, you lend somebody money, if he has money, you could take from him. If he doesn't have money, even if he had money or possessions at the time of the loan, if he has since sold it, you have no right to go to the lakuchas. And the reason is because shibuda is lav day raisa. Umat hamamru, if that's the case, why did the chachamim say milva b'shtar goyva minachasa mishubadim? It's kidei shaloi tino deles b'fnei lovin. Either way, we went through the longer version of the Machloikis, Ula, and Rabba in the previous daf. We pick up now in the middle of the sugya. The Gemara is going to now bring the opinion of Rav and Shmuel and the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, the Gedoyle Amiran, as it relates to this fundamental question. Shibuda Dei Raisa or Shibuda Lav Dei Raisa? Zok the Gemara. Rav and Shmuel, Dami Travai, Rav and Shmuel both said, Milva Alpeh, Einoi Goyva Loimen Hayarshin, Veloimen Alukuchas. So if somebody lends somebody money and there was no shtar documenting this loan, and then the person died, and now he's coming to collect from the Yarshin, or the person sold the Nechasim, and now you want to collect from the Lekuchas. So, if it's a Milva Alpeh, Einoi Goyva, Rav and Shmuel said, Loi Min HaYarshin, Loi Min HaLekuchas. Meaning a Milva B'shtar, of course, yeah. But Milva Alpeh, not my time. And what's the reason? It's because Rav and Shmuel both hold Shibuda Lav Dei Raisa. And being that Shibuda is Lav Dei Raisa, you can't be Goyva Min HaYarshin or Min HaLekuchas. Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, Nami Chavai, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish both said, Milva Alpeh, Goyva, Bein Min HaYarshin, U Bein Min HaLekuchas. No. Even a milva alpeh, you could be goyver from the yarshin, and you could be goyver from the lekuchas. My time, what's the reason? Shibuda dei raisa, because they hold shibuda is dei raisa. So this machloike, shibuda dei raisa, shibuda lav dei raisa, which in yesterday's daf, in the introduction to today's daf, is a machloikis Ula and Rabba. In the beginning of today's daf, it's also machloikis Rav and Shmuel on the one hand, and Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish on the other hand. Rav and Shmuel hold Shibuda Lav De'oiraisa, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish hold Shibuda De'oiraisa. Now the Rishonim speak out the obvious, and that is that's Pasha. Whether you hold Shibuda De'oiraisa, or whether you hold Shibuda Lav De'oiraisa, Talach is the same. The halach is the Mishnah. Milva b'shtar, you can be goyver from nechasa mishubadim. Milva alpeh, you can't. And if that's the case, what's pasha pshat? How do you even teach the machloikis Rav and Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish? Or more specifically, how do you read the words of Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish? Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, the amri travayu milva alpeh, goyver min hayorshim u min halakuchos. Now, let's put yarshim aside for a minute. That's a separate sugya. The Gemara is going to get into it a little bit later. But goyvim and alakuchas, it's connected to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says meforish that a milva alpeh you can only be goyvim from nechasim nechayim. So the Rishonim say that you have to say enachinami. And the machloikis Rav and Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan, Rish Lakish is not what it is lamaisa. It's what it is midairaisa. But after all the derabbanans, after yesterday's daf, it doesn't matter if you hold shibud derairaisa, it doesn't matter if you hold shibud derabbanan. Either way, the maskana is going to be what the Mishnah is. And that is, a milva b'shtar, you can be going for nechasim shabadim, milva alpeh, you can't. In fact, there's a big discussion in the Rishonim. What is the nafkemina lemaisa, if you hold shibud derairaisa, if you hold shibud derabbanan? Either way, the maskana comes out the same way. The question is how you get there, right? Like we said yesterday, you come from the north or you come from the south. But at the end of the day, you're going to arrive at the same destination. So what is the nafkemina? And maybe there really is no nafkemina. So this whole shaila shibud derairaisa, shibud lav derairaisa, which feels like one of the more, you say this thing in machlokes and in shas, it comes down to academic shaila, lahagdol teira ladira, sounds a little rochik to say that this is a big discussion in the Rishonim, but either way, what emerges from the psicha of today's daf is that Rav and Shmuel are both of the opinion that Shibuda is lav deiraisa. Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish are of the opinion that Shibuda is deiraisa. Freik de Gemara akasha on Rav and Shmuel, specifically on the memra of Rav and Shmuel that was milva alpe enoy goiva loymen hayorshim v'loymen halakuchi. So till now, really, we've been focusing on whether or not a milva alpe you can be goiva min halakuchi sana. Now you can. That's what the Mishnah says. But the question is, why not? Shpita derais, lav derais. So what exactly is the point? But what came out from the way Rav and Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish, from the way they presented their respective opinions, is that this shayla of shibuda deiraisa or shibuda lav deiraisa is not only negeya de lekuchas, it's also negeya de yarshim. And specifically, Rav and Shmuel said that being that shibuda is lav deiraisa, so a milva peh, just like he can't be goyvi from the lekuchas, he also can't be goyvi from the yarshim. And on that, the Gemara asks akasha from a braisa, and this braisa is a real bava kama de gebraisa. So really, we're being mechaber here, the beginning of bava kama. Darba avos nezikin, shar bar maven heva, as we're about to see, and the end of Bava Basra. Says the Gemara, achayfer bar b'shos harabim, if somebody digs a bar b'shos harabim, v'nafal olav shar, and then someone else's shar fell into the bar, and the hargoy, and killed the person that dug the bar. So Reuven dug a bar b'shos harabim. Shimon Shar is meandering through the b'shos harabim, falls into the bar and kills Reuven. So the person that was killed is the person that dug the bar. Says the Braisa Potter. The Baal HaShar is Potter from paying Kaifer. Right? Ordinarily, if somebody Shar kills somebody, there's a Chiv Kaifer. The Baal HaShar is going to be Potter from paying Kaifer. And the reason is because even though his Shar killed this guy, but this guy was a Peshaya. He went, he dug a bar b'shos harabim. Now someone else's Shar went ahead and killed him. That Baal HaShar is going to be Potter. Not just that. El Shemes HaShar. If the Shar ends up dying when it killed this person from falling into the bar, Yorshe Baal HaBar Chayavim L'shalit Meishar L'baylov. The Yorshim of the Baal HaBar. Now, the Baal HaBar is not around anymore, right? He didn't live to tell the story. But his Yarshim, who are there, are going to have to now pay the Dmei Hashar to the Bible. Meaning, Loi Mi Boya, they're not going to get reimbursed for the fact that their father was just killed by this guy Shar. They're actually going to owe the Baal Hashar money. They're going to have to pay for the Shar. What's the Gemara's Kasha? Right, Adkan. What's the Gemara's Kasha? L'chura, this Chiyiv that the Yarshim of the Baal HaBar are going to have towards the Baal HaShar is a Milval Peh, right? It's not documented in a Shtar anywhere. And Afilu Hachi, you're telling me that they're going to be Chayiv. Why? L'chur it's a Raya, because Milval Peh, you can be Goyva even from the Yarshim, which is the Sheet of Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish who holds Shibuda is Deiraisa, but according to Rav and Shmuel, that holds Shibuda Lav Deiraisa, and therefore Milva Peh in a Goyva, not only from the Lukuchas like the Mishnah says, but also not from the Yarshim. So Freik the Gemara, Lechura, why is it that the Yorshe Baal HaBar are going to have to pay for the value of the Shor? Amr Rabbi Lo, Amr Rav, so Rabbi Lo, send the name of Rav, B'Sha'am Ad-Bedin. It's talking about where this Chayfer Bar already had a Hamad Ad-Bedin. Meaning, there was a Bezdin that paskined that the Baal HaBar has to pay for the Shor. Then afterwards he died. And being that he died first afterwards, but after what? After the Hamada Bedin. So it comes out the Yarshim Yarshim the Hamada Bedin. And being that the Yarshim, that Chiv, so it's for that reason they're going to be Chayiv. And Rashbam says that the Svar behind it is that once there's a Hamada Bedin, so now this Chiv takes on a life of its own. It's known as a Maisa Bezdin. And Maisa Bezdin, five lines from the bottom, is Kemilva Bishtar Domi. That's viewed as a Milva Bishtar, and being that a Milva Bishtar, the halach is you could be goyver from the Yarshin. It's for that reason you could be goyver from the Yarshin. But the Gemara says, it's a nice addendum to the story, but it's not what the story said. Right? What did it say? This person was in the bar. All of a sudden, a show landed on him. It killed him. When exactly this Amadab didn't take place? He didn't kill him on the spot. What happened was he made him into a treifa. He knocked him out pretty good. Eventually, he would die from his wounds, right? He succumbed to his injury. But at the same time, it didn't happen right away. In the middle, and there was a time for Amadab Adin, and that's where the Yarshim are going to be chayv. But the Gemara says, I hear, you can make it work. But the problem is, Amar Rav Nachman, said, Tani Tano, Meis Ukvaroi. We have a Tano who had a little bit of a different nusach in the story. The story was, where the Shar landed on this person, and it didn't just kill him, it killed him and it buried him. So it knocked him down and it hit him with so much force that he literally brought him 6 feet underground with Tyra and everything, and that was the end of the whole story. So if he killed him and buried him, it doesn't sound like he was in a treifa, he was in a hospital bed for 2 weeks and then afterwards, it sounds like the whole thing happened right away. So when was the Hamada Bedin? So the Mara says, no, you know what happened? Hasam the Asfi, Daini Apuma de Bira de Chivu. It's talking about with Punk, with Dayanim, with their robes, and there was Mamash standing on the echo of this bar, they were watching this, all of a sudden the shark comes, as it hits him right away, they say, oh, Yochaya, we saw you dig the bar, that Mekabaladis is against Hamada Bedin, in the meantime, it ends up burying him, but the point is, it's a kasha of Amaisa, Abahacham Mayas. And Enchinami, the only reason the Yarshim are going to be chayiv is because it was a Hamada Bedin, thus it's Kemilva B'shtar. But if it was merely a regular chayivus, it was a Milva Alpeh, the Taka wouldn't be chayiv. Amar Rapapa, Rapapa said, Hilchus of the Halach is Milva Alpeh, Goyvim in a Yarshim, Ve'einoi Goyvim in a Lukuchas. The Halach is a Milva Alpeh. You could be Goyvim from the Yarshim, you can't be Goyvim from the Lukuchas. Goyvim in a Yarshim, the reason is, Kedei Shaloi Tinol Delis Bifnei Lovin, Ve'einoi Goyvim in a Lukuchas, but you can't be Goyvim from the Lukuchas, the less lay color. So, Halacha l'maaseh, Rav Papa Paskin, that milva al peh, you could be goyver from the Yarshin, you can't be goyver from the Lekuchas. Sounds a little bit like Rav Papa is dividing the baby in half, because it sounds like he's dancing of Tzvei Chasanes, Shibuda Deiraisa, Shibuda Lav Deiraisa. The Teretz is Anachinami, it's all based on Svara. Goyvim in a Yarshin, because if you're going to tell me that if you lend money to someone, then your loiva dies, you can't go to the Yarshin, no one's going to want to lend money. So the Svara of Kadesh Laitinel, Dalas Bifnei Lovin says, if you give it from the Yarshin, Abbeinu Goyvim in a Lekucha, is based on all the Svaras we saw yesterday, less Leikol. Now, there's a big shayla in the Rishayin. There's Rapapol, Shibuda Deiraisa, there's the old Shibuda Derabanan. So I am Berishayin, if you want to go through this a little bit better. But Halacha L'maisa, this is the Halacha, and this is Rapapa. Psak milval peg goivim in a yarshim, abeve einoi goivim in al kuchais, which is of course mafurish in the Mishnah. Either way, the Mishnah said, "Hoytzi alu ksav yadoi shu chayiv loy goivim in a chasam in a chay." What would be if the malva pulls out a shtar that was written by the loiva, where the loiva tells the malva, "I owe you money." So the halacha is that the malva can use this shtar only to be goyver from the chasim v'chayim, but he can't use it to be goyver from the chasim v'shubat. Meaning, milva b'shtar, he can be goyver from the chasim v'shubat, milva pe, he can only be goyver from the chasim v'chayim. What would be if the malva has a document, a piece of paper that was written by the loiva, where the loiva basically tells the malva that I owe you, which is enforceable in court? The question is, do you have the ability to be goyvim from the nechassim shabbatim or not? And it's mefurish in the Mishnah. The halach is goyvim and nechassim and echayrim. You cannot be goyvim from the nechassim shabbatim. Says the Gemara. Boy minei rabba bar nosam mei rabbi yoichanan. Huchsik sav yodeh bebezdemai. What would be if this shtar had a hempik? Meaning, we know that anytime Edom signed on a shtar, so you still have to go through the process of Kim Shtaris. Bezdin has to determine with certainty that the signatures are legit. What's known as Kim Shtaris, only Dindir Rabbanon, Mederaisa Edom Achsumen al Ashtar, Nasik Mishnachri Dusim Bezdin, but at the same time, this is the way it works. The same is true if you have a shtar that's Hoitzi Olav Ksaviyadei. Potentially, you'd have to verify for sure that this is the Loiva's handwriting, because otherwise he was never made to anything. The question is, let's say the Malva pulls out such a shtar, and Edim signed on this shtar. Not Edim as in regular signatures, but Bezdin. Meaning Bezdin wrote a hempik, an asharta, where they basically wrote on this document that we certified it. Is that the equivalent of Edim It's now it becomes like a milva b'shtar. Now you can be going from the nechasim mishubadim or not. Now what's the crux of the shayla? Why is it that a milva b'shtar you can be going from the nechasim mishubadim, milva pay you can't be going from the nechasim mishubadim? So we saw this in yesterday's daf. It boils down to one thing. Milva b'shtar is islay kala. Milva pay is less lay kala. Milva b'shtar is islay kala. So if you're like keyach and you're buying from a loiva, you know that there's an outstanding loan. So if you're willing to buy it anyways, you're willing to assume this risk. Okay, you have every right. Kala kavod. You want to live dangerously, live dangerously. But at the same time, don't come to me with tainas later, because you knew it was safa v'kiva. Milval peh doesn't have a koil. Hoitzial of ksav yodoy shu chayavli also doesn't have a koil, because at the end of the day, there's no edim that are signed on the shtar. The Gemara shayla is what Rabbi Bar Nosan asked Rabbi Yochanan, that it could be once there's a hempik on the shtar, now it has a koil. If there are edim, it has a koil. So if three dayanim sign on it, you can zichir that it would have a koil. That was the shayla. Amaleis Rabbi Yochanan responded, afal bisho uchsik sav yodoy bebezdin. At the end of the day, it's not regular Ede Chasimo. If you have regular Ede Chasimo, Ede Masayim, then it has a koil. But this hempik, I hear, it's a geshmaka havamin, it's a nice sibay if you understand the sugya, but at the end of the day, it falls flat. Says the Gemara Masav Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama has the kasha from a Mishnah at the very end of Masechtas Gittin. And when you learn Masechtas Gittin, this Mishnah is one of the integral Mishnahs that underpins the entire Masechtas. Shloisha Gittin, so there are three Gittin that are possible with the Rabbanon. The Emissais, if a woman, however, would get married with this get and then have a child, havlad kasha. The child that she would have with that husband would be kasha. Ve'eluhen. Kasa b'ksav yodoy. Ve'in olavedim. So the husband wrote the get. He didn't give a seifa to write the get. He wrote the get himself. But there were no edei chasima. There's no edim signed on the shtar. Yesh olav edim. Ve'in bo zman. Oh, you have regular edei chasima, but there's no zman. This get doesn't have a zman. Okay. Yesh bo zman. Ve'in bo yela edachar. Or there's a zman. You don't have no Eidim, but you only have one Eidim. All three of these get an apostle, then this is a Vatashim, but the Eved, since Tzveitim all, if she gets married and has a baby, the Allah is the child's on a mom's, and the child's going to be a Kashmir. Rab Lazar heard these three get them psulin, and he commented. He said, Afal Pisha ain't all of Eid. Even if there's no Eidim Chsim at all, but it was given in front of Edim. The halacha is kosher. It's going to be kosher. And this is Rabbi Lazar Lishitase who holds Edim Mesira Karti. So as long as it was given in front of Edim, that in and of itself is going to be kosher. Not just that, as it relates to a shtar milva, if you would have a shtar milva that was written and there are no Edim, but there were Eidei Mesira, there too, it would be a valid shtar. We view it as a milva b'shtar. What's the halacha of a milva b'shtar? V'goyver v'nechasim mishubadim. You'd be able to be goyver from the chasim mishubadim. So said Rami Bar Chama, you know what I see from this shittas Rabbi Loza? This mefursim digga shittas Rabbi Loza, Masechtas Gittin. What I see is that when we say milva b'shtar, goyver v'nechasim mishubadim, it doesn't mean Eidei Chasima that are signed in the shtar. B'har raya, Rabbi Loza holds Eidei Mesira karti, holds Eidei Mesira can do the same thing. So, as long as you have Edim that are going to make a little bit of noise, that's enough to say Islay Kala. Now there's no Pseidat Lekuchas anymore. And if that's the case, go be good. Menachasim Mishabadim. That's the way it should be. But the point is, you see, you don't need Edei Chasim Adaika. So if that's the case, Masiv Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama said, Vazak Rabbi Yochanan, that a henpik on a Kosav Biksav Yodoy, Shehu Chayiv Loi, is not enough to be good from Menachasim Mishabadim. Farvas, Vamedav Hobin Edei Chasima. What's the difference between the henpik on the Kosa B'Ksav Yodai and the Eidei Mesira in Rabbi Loza, that you see Eidei Mesira is enough in order for you to be able to be goyver from the Chasim Mishabadim, Simar Sashani Yosem. It actually is different. There, in the case of Gittin, it's different. The Mishas Ksiva, who Disha Ben Nafshe. Over there, at the time of the Ksiva Sashtar, the Loiva was Mishabed his Nechasim, just to touch the words of the Gemara, for the Purayin of this Chayv. As opposed to where it was Kosav, Biksav Yodoy, Shu Chayevoy, and only afterwards Bezdin came and they wrote a hempik on this, and now based on that hempik that happened a long time later, you want to try to go take from the Nechasim Mishabadim, being that that hempik was not there at the time of the Ikr Ksiva, and Lav Dafke was ever going to be there. So it's for that reason, there's no Svar Mishas Ksiva Hu Desha Ben Nafshe, and over there you're not going to have the Halach. Now the Chilk of the Gemara is a little bit sasam. Tosfos in the beginning of Masechtas Gittin, this is a Tosfos that you learn in Yeshiva, Tosfos in Masechtas Gittin, Daf Gimel Amid Beis, which is one of the places that the Gemara brings this Mishnah. So Tosfos over there explains as follows. Tosfos says that the Nakuda is that when there are Edim, there's a Kyle. If there's a koil, there's no pseida de lekuchais. If there's no edim, or there's that are written in the shtar, right? You don't have a shtar, it's a milvah pes, you don't have the koil, and as a result, there is a pseida de lekuchais. Rabbi Lazar, who holds edim mesira karti, he holds that being that you need the edim mesira to make this transaction happen, so it's pashit, those edim are going to make a koil. Meaning, in Rabbi Lazar's world, why would the edim mesira make any less of a koil than the edim chsima? There's a shtar. They wanted a shtar. This was a milvah b'shtar. Instead of having edim signed in it, so the edim are witnessing it. Right? Think of a get. You have to have edim. Davar davar mimamlin. Right? Ein davar shav ever pachas m'shtayim. So good. The shaylas are the edim, the ones that are signed, are the edim the ones that witness. But at the end of the day, the edim are accomplishing the same thing. Whether you hold edim chsima, edim asira. The same is true as it relates to the shtar milvah. There was a regular document that was written by a cipher. Instead of two edim signing in the shtar, two edim are witnessing the shtar. If the two edim signing in the shtar would make a koil, why would the two edim witnessing the mysterious hashtam not make the koil? There's no svarah to argue that it shouldn't be that way. In the case where the person wrote with his own handwriting and he gives to the malva and he tells him, listen, you can have this as a piece of paper that proves that I taka borrowed the money from you, that milva was not a milva b'shtar. That wasn't a milva b'shtar. Milva b'shtar has a seder. There would have been edim if it was a milva b'shtar, right? He just gave him a raya ba'alma. But that raya was really meant for this person to keep in his drawer so that if at some point in time the loiv is going to ever question whether this transaction took place, I'll pull out this proof and show you that it did take place. But it was never meant to be a milva b'shtar. Thus, it was never meant to be mefursim, so that even if later Bezdin gets involved, so good, Bezdin is being ma'asher, some private little thing that a person owns. People don't make a tumult about that. Again, it's a dakus thing as far, but this is the way Tosis explains it on Daf Gimel on the Beis. Regardless, it's true that Eide Mesira would accomplish what the Eide Chasim accomplished, but at the same time, a hempik on a ksav yodai would not. Mishnah continued, and the Mishnah returned to the sugya of Arev. Arev hayoytze la'achar chitum shtarois. And the Gemara told a little bit of a story. So let's go back to the Mishnah and read it again. The Mishnah said, Arev hayoytze la'achar chitum shtarois. If there was an Arev that signed on a document, and he signed beneath the signatures on the document. So the halach is goyvim b'nechasim b'nei chayrin, that in the event that the Malv is going to collect from the Arev, he could only collect from the Arev's Bnei Chayrim, he can't collect from his Meshubadim. Ma'isa, there was a story. Ubalifne Rabbi Yishmael, and the story was presented to Rabbi Yishmael, such a Ma'isa, Va'omer, and he said, Goyvim in Nechasim Bnei Chayrim. Yeah, Arev, Ayyotze, L'achachitim, Shtaris, you can get from the Nechasim Bnei Chayrim. Bananas was there, and he told him, Inu Goyvim, L'Aim, Nechasim, Meshubadim, L'Aim, Nechasim Bnei Chayrim. I hold in this case, he can't collect at all. Amalois, Rabbi Yishmael said, Amalois, Bananas, and I'll tell you what. I'll explain to you in a mashal. If somebody is choking his friend in the street, so somebody's walking down the street and he sees his friend being choked, and he told him, meaning the reason he was being choked is because he owed this other guy money. So this third person said, leave him alone and I'll pay you. The halach is, it's not a kabbalah of arvus. And the reason is, because although he right now was mechayiv himself, but the original loan had nothing to do with him. And it's for that reason, it's pashut that he's not going to be chayiv. Arev hayoytze l'achachitim shtaris is the same thing. And if that's the case, he's not going to be chayiv at all. Ela ezo arev shuchayiv. When said bananas is an arev ever going to be chayiv? Halveo vani noisim loch. If he says before, lend him money and I'll pay you. Oh, then chayiv. Why? Because then already the loan is taking place based on what it is that he told him. And then the Mishnah concluded, and the Mishnah said, Amar Rabbi Shmuel, if somebody wants to be a chacham, he should learn dinei mamonos. Because there's no miktzay in the Torah that involves more chachma than dinei mamonos. He was so impressed with the svar of bananas, he said that there's no chachma greater than learning dinei mamonos. And by the way, if you want to go and learn dinei mamonos properly, the person you should go to bananas. Either way, that's the end of the Mishnayos in Masechtas Bava Basra. Now we're going to end the Gemara. Arev hayoytze lachan chitim shtaris v'chulu. Amar Rav said, koydim chitim shtaris. If you have an Arev that signs on a document, and it is before the signatures. So then the halachas the Malva can take even from the nechasim mishubadim of the arif. If it's after the chitim shtaris, goyve minechasim bnei chayrin, then the halach is it can be goyve only from the nechasim bnei chayrin. Zimna nama rab. There was another time the rab was talking about this halacha, and he said it differently. There he said afilu koydim chitim shtaris. Even if the arif is signed before the chitim shtaris, ain't a goyve ella minechasim bnei chayrin. So one time rab said that if the arif is signed before chitim shtaris, it could be goyve even from the nechase mishu badim. It's la'achan chitim shtaris, that is from the b'nei chayrim. A bezimnin on my rav, that even before chitim shtaris, you could be goyve only from the nechase mishu. So what's the stira? If the arev is signed before chitim shtaris, from the nechase b'nei chayrim only, second time, or even from the mishu badim, the way rav said it the first time. So the Gemara says, kasha the rav, other rav, like kasha, hadikasa bey ployni arev, hadikasa bey u ployni arev. You know what the chilek is? You have a shtar, and then at the end of the shtar, the arev is signed, before chitim shtaris. If it says u ployni arev, with a vav mechaber, that means that the language related to the arev is really mechuber to the general language in the shtar. The Edim are signed on the general language of the shtar. They're signed on the Arev as well. As a result, we assume they're signed on everything. If it has signatures in a shtar, it's a milvah b'shtar. It's a milvah b'shtar. You can be going from the nechasa mishubadim. If, however, it would say ployni Arev, not uployni Arev, so if you don't have the vava mechaber, so then that's separate. And being that that's separate, we assume the Edom are only signing on Ikkishtad, they're not signing on the Arvis. And as a result, we look at it as Mulva Pei, you can't be Goyva from the Chasim Meshubat. Says the Gemara. For Rabbi Yoichan, Rabbi Yoichan said, Echadzeh ve'echadzeh, Einei Goyva, Ela min Chasim Menei Chayrim. Rabbi Yoichan holds you could always only be Goyva from the Chasim Menei Chayrim, which was like the second Rav, but then he added, Va'afal Gav, the Kasa Be'u Ployni Yarev. Even if you said Ployni Yarev, and this is a third Shita, that even if you said Ployni Yarev, so the Allah is, you could only be Goyva from the Chasim Menei Chayrim. Massive Rav. Rav asked the Kash from Rabbi Yoichan. So again, what's Rabbi Yoichan and Shita? That Arev that signs before Chitim Shtaris, even if it said U Ployni Yarev with the Vava Mechaber, still you can only be Goyva from the Chasim Menei Chayrim. So Rav asked, Eid Machsumen al She'ila Shalom. Big get, what would be if you had a get? And at the end of the get, right, this is a get isha. And at the end of the get isha, there's a little greeting, right? It says, Shalu b'shloim odem ployni. Hey, shikim agris, by the way, right? So, Aiden, that sign on the bottom of the Sheila Shalom that was at the end of the get, pasal. The halach is the get is pasal. Chashina, because we're concerned, Shemal Sheila Shalom Chasm. Maybe the only signing on the Sheila Shalom. Amir Rabavo. Rabavo said as follows. I heard clarity in this halacha from the great Rabbi Yochanan. He said like this, She'ilu, if at the end it would have a greeting, and the greeting would be She'ilu or Shalu, right, pasal, then it would be pasal. U'She'ilu. If it would say it would avav kasha. And the reason is because then we assume the two things are connected. So if the Edom are signed, that means by definition they're signing on everything. Who said this? Rabbi Yechanan. So you see, Rabbi Yechanan holds that the Vav is Mechaber. So how could Rabbi Yechanan say, Echazav, Echazav, Enugav, El Menachas, B'nei Chayrin, Va'af, Agav, Dekosav, Be'ei, Uployni, Arev. Rabbi Yochanan himself already acknowledged that a vav is mechaber to disparate parts of a shtar, so that if Edom signed beneath it, by definition they signed on everything. Mar says, Hachi Nami, you have to say when Rabbi Yochanan said his halacha, it's the kasav ployni arev. And Hachinami, even though we had the girsa va'af agaf the kasav bey u ployni arev, mek that ois, and bimkoima, you edit it, and you have to say it's dafka the kasav ployni arev. Now, if that's the case, who sheet is that? It cheats Rav. Ihachi freit the Gemara. Hainu the Rav. That's mamish Rav. Right? Rav said sometimes you could be goyva, sometimes you can't. What does it depend on? Is there a vav? Is there not a vav? Rav said if there's no vav, then you can't be goyva from the nechas mishbalim, which is essentially what Rabbi Yochanan said. But Rabbi Yochanan sounds like he was commenting on what Rav said. If he's commenting on what Rav said, it means he'd be mice of something. He's arguing with Rav. Abul Khair is the same sheet as the Mara says, Amy, you're right. You have to say V'chein Am Rabbi Yochanan. That when this was presented by the later Amiram, they weren't trying to bring out a machloikis. They mentioned the halacha of Rav, and they said, you should know, by the way, V'chein Am Rabbi Yochanan said the same thing. Maisu Balufnei Rabbi Yishmol. Amar Rabba Bar Bacharam Rabbi Yochanan. Afa Bishkilus Rabbi Yishmol as Benanis. Even though Rabbi Yishmol praised Benanis, right? Where did he praise him? At the very, very end of the Mishnah. He ended the Mishnah and he said, Haroitze sheyasik b'dinei momenes yishamish ha-shimim benanis, right? He talked about the greatness of Shimon benanis. Aba filu hachi halacha kemo yisoy. The halacha is like Rabbi Yishmael. The halacha is not like bananas. Again, Rabbi Yishmol said, Orif hayoytze la'achachitim shtarois, goyvim minachasa b'nei chayr. Bananas said, no, it's like the marshal with the guy who's choking him. You shouldn't be chayv at all. And Rabbi Yishmol heard Rabbi Bananas, and then he says, wow, Bananas is not shaykh. And if you want to know Dina Mamas, don't come to me. Go to Bananas. He's the person you want to learn by. Aba afal pisha kiles, Rabbi Yishmol is Bananas. Aba the halacha ends up being like Rabbi Yishmol. Iba yuluhu. Bechanuk mali yom Rabbi Yishmol. What would Rabbi Yishmol hold in the muscle of Bananas? Tashma, the Amr Rav Yaakov, Amr Rav Yoichan. Cholukoye Rabbi Yishmol, af bechanuk. Rabbi Yishmol held, even in that case, that what? You could be goyver from the nechasa b'nei chayim. Halacha kemoysoi, oy ein halacha kemoysoi. Do we paskin like Rabbi Yishmol, even in the case of chanuk? Meaning, we said halachas like Rabbi Yishmol. And we also established Rabbi Yishmol's chilek with bananas, even bechanuk. But when we say the halachas of Rabbi Yishmol, does it mean even with regards to that, or only with what's mefurish in the Mishnah? What's mefurish in the Mishnah is Arev Ayoyitz Lachachit Mishtar. It's not talking about such a dramatic case of the Chanuk. Says the Gemara, Ta Shmat Chiasa Ravin Amar Rabbi Yochanan Chaluk Hoyer Rabbi Yishmol Af Bechanuk V'Halacha Kimoysoi Af Bechanuk. So Rabbi Yishmol was Chaylik even Bechanuk, like we just said, and not just that, the Halacha is like him Af Bechanuk. Rabbi Yidom HaShmul Chanuk V'Kanu Miyadei Mishtab. In the event that you have a situation of the Chanuk, right? This dramatic case in the Mishnah. And the person was Mekabel Arvus, says, stop choking my friend, right? I'll take full achrayas for this. And he went ahead and he made a kinyan. It's then that there's going to be a shibud. So in the event that you have a Chanuk and it was Kanu Miyadai, so the halach is, there's going to be a shibud. Now, the way the Rishonim explained it is that Shmuel, right, Amar Rav Yudom HaShmuel, was actually commenting in Shitas Bananas. And he was saying that even though Bananas said that in the case of Chanuk, it's Pashit, that there's no Shibud at all, that's assuming there was no Kinyan. But Chanuk, the Kanu Miyad, even Bananas is going to hold. The Halachas Meshtabed is going to be a Shibud. So the Gemara says, Mechlal, you know what I could take out of this little discussion? The Arev Ba'alma loy by a Kinyan, right? It sounds like an Arev Ba'alma doesn't require a Kinyan. Meaning, it sounds like when you're talking about an Arev, there's no Kinyan. Hence, the whole sugya of Bananas and Rabbi Yishmol is when there was no kinyan. Oh, you want to know if there was a kinyan? No, Bananas would be moida by Chanuk over there. There would be a shibud. You're telling me, but ordinarily, Arav is loy by kinyan. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, we'll play the Rav Nachman. It comes out that this hayra from Shmuel is not like Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, and we turned the page in Bava Basra. Father, let's them all them machzer. Arev the bezden who the loy by kinyan. That if someone's an Arev the bezden, meaning would bezden appoint somebody to be an Arev for some askonus that they need, so then you don't need a kinyan. Alma by kinyan, it's mashma. When Bezdin hires you, then you don't need a kinyan. But ordinarily, you do need a kinyan. Who said this? Rav Nachman said this. If Shmuel holds it, obviously, by kinyan, zok the Gemara, please, Rav Nachman. It comes out, it's not like Rav Nachman says. The Gemara, the Hilchah, so you want to know what the halach is? Arev. The Shas Matan Mois, loy by a kinyan. An Arev, someone that's Mekabel Arvis, at the time of the loan, you don't need a kinyan. Achar Matan Mois, if however he's Mekabel Arvis, after the money was already given, after the loan already went into effect, by a kinyan. Arev de Bezdin, like Rav Nachman said, loy by a kinyan. And the reason Arev de Bezdin is loy by a kinyan, the Bahi Hana, the Mehemenle, because the Hana that this guy gets, that Bezdin views him as being a chosh of a person, Ganru Meshabedle, he's Meshabedle, and he gives himself up with the guy. Sahart. Meaning it's mavur here that the reason Arav would be by a kinyan is because we're concerned that maybe the Arvis is not with the Gan Sahart. And really this takes us back to the Gemara a few daffin ago, in the beginning of the Sugi of Arav, where the Gemara came out, what is the inyan of an Arav? The inyan of an Arav is, meaning, he didn't get anything, there was no kinyan, the Teretz is, Dahi Hana, Gomru Meshabed Nafshe. So the Gemara holds that Hana is enough of Hana without any Maisa Kinyan at all, to the extent you're an Arev the Bezdin. But if you're a regular Arev, then already it's going to be different, unless you're an Arev B'Shas Matamois. Then, Enochinami, Loi Boi Kinyan, either way, Mesechtes Bava Basra ends with the sugyas of Arev, and on that note, Hadron Aloch get Poshut, Uslikala Meseches Bava Basra. And the truth is, we didn't just finish Meseches Bava Basra, we just finished Meseches Nezikin. We spoke out so many times when we went through the Bavas that the Gemara says, Kula Nezikin Chadar Mesechtehe. And the Rishonim say, Rashin, Avodah Zarah, Dav Zayin, and different Rishonim in different places, that what does it mean, Kula Nezikin Chadar Mesechtehe? It means the three Bavas, Bava Kamu, Bava Metzian, Bava Basra, are really Chadam Masechta. What's the name of the Masechta of Kulin Nezikin Chadam Masechti? So the Chassam Sofer says that the Masechta is obviously Masechus Nezikin, right? If Ganz Seder Nezikin is Chadim Asechta. So then when you say Kulin Nezikin Chadim Asechta, it means the whole Seder. But if Kulin Nezikin Chadim Asechta means only the three Bavis, then obviously, what is the Nezikin? It's not the Seder, it's only the Bavis. Oh, must be the three Bavis together make up one Masechta. And that's Bava Kama, Bava Metzia, Bava Basra. Three Sha'arim to this one Masechta. And by the way, it's like Masechta's Kalim in the Tosefta, which also has a Bava Kama, Bava Metzia, Bava Basra. Because Kulo Kalim Chad Masechti, and those are the three Bavas, the three components of this one Masechta. But Bava Basra, you know, is the longest Masechta in Shas. It goes to Daf Kuf Ayin Vav, 175 Dafin. But the emes is Kulin Azikin Chad Masechti. If you add up the Dafin above a Kama, above Masechta, above a Basra, it's over 400 Dafin, and it's one langa Masechta. At the same time, the Gemara said Haroitza La. This last block of Dafnyoimi was Roiv HaKamos, it was Roiv HaEchos, Bezus Hashem, we was Oicha, to finish Kulin Azik and Chadim Masechtahim. We mentioned the beginning of Avakama, feels like a long time ago, almost 14 months ago. The Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos Daf Lamed Aleph, "V'hoye emunas itecho choisin Yeshua's chachmas vedas." And the Gemara says that that pasuk is a remez to the six storim that we have in Shas. "V'hoye emunas is say the zroim itecho say the moed choisin is say the noshim Yeshua's is say the nezikin chachmas is say the kachim vedas is say the tyrus say the nezikin Masechta's nezikin." Really, Masechtas Yeshuas and the Torah from the Chasam Sofer. We're not learning Seyde Nezikin, we're learning Seyde Yeshuas, which takes the zoich and the schos of finishing Masechtas Bava Basra. Svar Makdoshim say that when you make a siyum, it's an ace rotzen. You make a siyum on the longest Masecht in Shas. We're really being Messiah, Kulin Nezikin, Chadim Masechti. We're being Messiah, three Masechtas all in one. There has to be a ribuy of Hashpois and Klai Yisrael right now of Yeshuas. Klai Yisrael should be gebenched with Yeshuas. Yeshuas ba'ifin klali, Yeshuas ba'ifin prati. We should be zoicha to be hadron aloch Masechtas Bava Basra. We should be zoicha to start Masechtas Sanhedrin, Bez Hashem, one of the most, if not the most, geshmakim Masechta in Shas. And on that note, we say goodbye, albeit for now, Masechtas Bava Basra.